go. Okay, we have two prayer requests for this morning.
Okay.
First one is pray for Sandra and all who are recovering from COVID.
Okay.
And then we want to continue to pray for Joe and Neva Pyatt as they are in the city for Joe's treatment.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer for Sandra and those that are recovering from COVID, or whatever you want to call it, Lord. They got names for all these different ones now, but we know, Lord, that this is a sickness, and we know, Father, that you are not the author of sickness. We know the enemy is. And it, whether it came through man or natural, it's still the enemy at work. So, Father, first and foremost, we bind up the enemy and his works. We keep him away, Lord, from our brothers and sisters and from those that are in the world, Father, that are not saved. We ask for your divine healing, your divine help and guidance, and the removal of these sicknesses that are upon these individuals, Father. I pray in the name of the blood of, I pray in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, Father, that you finally bind up the enemy and remove the sickness from our world and our situation, Father. It's devastated many families. It's devastated many businesses. It's even hurt many nations, Father. But we ask for your divine intervention into it, Lord. Bring healing to those that need healing and love to those that need loving. Father, we're going to continue to pray for Joe and Neva as Joe, once again, is in the hospital for some treatments. And we know, Father, that your hand is at work with them. And we know that you are there with them, Father. We just ask that those that are around them, all the doctors, nurses, and those that are there to attend to him, Father, just give them divine wisdom, knowledge, and direction, and help them come to and through what they need and have to have. And we pray this all in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. They are one of our Facebook sponsors. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. Also, Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located in the Promise Center here in Elk City. They are our sponsor for today. And then Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, please contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more. They just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Where you are in life is up to you. We tend to point the finger at someone else or some circumstance in life. The key is to recognize who the pilot of your airplane is. If you don't take responsibility of where you are, then you will find your life back in the same place. How high or far you go is up to you.
New year, new ride, right here at Bart Rice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, take advantage of great incentives on Ford SUVs, like 0% for 60 months and customer bonus cash on the all-new 21 Ford Edge and Expedition. Plus, new units arriving daily. Come experience the Bart Rice difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service, only at BartRiceAndFord.net.
Edge SEL, stock number T16110, Expedition Stealth Edition, stock number A10101, WAC through 4 credit financing, 0% APR for 60 months to $1,667 per month per $1,000 finance. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
I know. I wish you could talk that fast.
I know. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest for today is Ernie Aragon. Did I say it right?
Yep.
Okay. And his title for today is The Sign of Our Time.
Yes, The Signs of Our Time. So if you were with us, you've heard, and I'll just give it to you briefly. We are reading out of the Word of in the Bible, Matthew 24, 4 through 14 is where we started from. And if anybody knows anything about that, these are the the signs of the coming of the end, or the end of the age, as it says in the Bible. And we went through all the variants of it: false messiah, wars, rumors of wars, nations against nations, famines, earthquakes in various places, Christian persecution, nations hatreds against the Christians. Many will turn away from their faith. Other so-called Christians will betray one another. False prophets will deceive many, an increase of wickedness, and love will grow cold. So we went all that. And so in there, we're going to go to Matthew 20, 30, and 31. And here is where Jesus tells us, I'll just read it so that way you know. It says, "For then there will be great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equal again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. At that time, if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Messiah,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it. For false messiah and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you ahead of time." I highlighted that in just to let you know that he's saying, "See, I have told you of that time." And as we just looked and we used today's timeline in looking on our world, you can see he's talking about our time. There's many other areas I could tap into and give you more examples of knowing that we are in those times. Honestly, they don't need to be conversed about. But this right here was telling us to be ready. And in that, he also gave us a parable that helps us to understand this. So Matthew 24, 32, and 35. Did I write that wrong? 32. It said, "Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that is near, right at your door. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." And so within that parable, he's given us a way of looking at the signs of our times. Now, if you're a non-believer, you're not going to see it. You honestly won't see it. And if you're living in the world, you're not going to see it because you're living it. You're living in it. You're part of it. So you're not going to see it. You've heard the example is sometimes you got to stand outside of yourself to really see who you are. It's the same thing of biblical principles. You got to be standing in Jesus to see the world and see what the world is truly about. Because if you're living in the world and doing worldly things, you're never going to know and you're never going to see it, because you're going to, in your heart and mind, you're going to take a lot of the things of this world and embrace them and hold on to them and keep it alive. As Christians, as disciples of Christ, is what I preferably like to call myself, we have the Holy Spirit to help us, guide us, and direct us, and give us discernment on things around us. So this that we just went over, the signs of our times, I learned through the Holy Spirit, and I could see each and every one of these happening around me in one form or the other. Because what I've had to do in my life as being a Christian is I had to take a lot of these distractions that the world offers off my table.
Come on.
Secular music, you got to get rid of it, because it's not, those are words of death that are just being spoke to you all day long in one form or manner. Some music worse than the others. Television. I mean, the old world word is the boob tube. Why are they called boob tube? Well, you're the boob sitting there watching the tube.
Come on.
I'm not knocking watching TV. There's great things to watch on TV. There are great programs that you can watch on TV. But the majority of it is garbage. Straight up 100% garbage. Because it's teaching you in many examples. I can go back in time again, whereas we're talking about this. When we were kids, I remember the first time I heard the word damn on TV. And me and all my cousins and siblings were sitting, we were all looking at each other like, did you just hear that? Did you? You know, today you're seeing people portraying and having sex in front of you. And you're comfortable with it. You're like, it's just everybody does that. We're cool. We're good with it. It's not, your eyes are being washed by this world to find it and accept what is right. Not through the lens of Jesus Christ. That is absolutely 100% wrong. You've got to be able to turn things off. You got to be able to turn the world off, and turn Jesus on.
Come on.
That is how you're going to find out the truths of what I'm trying to bring to you. My biggest desire, since I've come back to Christ and the Lord has really taught me the true love of Jesus. I know deep down in my heart his compassion and his love. Oh, so I'm getting all choked up. And I want everybody to taste that. You know, so if I like cooking. So if I'm making a brisket or making a tri-tip, and if I have enough, I want everybody to have a little taste of that. Everybody would want to come and have that. Give me some of that stuff. When I try to bring Jesus to you, it becomes a hindrance. And I know where that hindrance comes from, because that's where I was too. I was held up by my hindrances, by my sins, by the fleshy things that I wanted to keep going on with me. What I mean by fleshy, it's just, what the world has taught me that I need to have in need of my life and consume and be a part of. That is the spirit within you trying to tell you that what is happening right now, and you're feeling this like, I don't know, man, what this guy's talking about this. I got to go. I got to get out of here. I need to get out of here fast. You know, when someone starts talking to you, Jesus, that is the Holy Spirit trying to awaken the spirit with inside you. And it's also the enemy trying to get you as far away from that individual or people. So you are not, how can I say this? Influenced by them. So my purpose is not to scare you with these things that are coming, because like I said in the beginning, if you're a believer in Christ and you're following his ways it's not work and it's not hard, because we're humans. We're not going to be perfect in any form or manner. We strive for perfection and we strive to be like Jesus. But we're always going to fall short of that. And the Lord knows that. So as we are moving forward, we're trying to be more Jesus-like every day. We're trying to be more like what he says. We're trying to be more what he taught and moving forward. And that's what I want you people to understand, that this end of age happens, it's over. It's literally over. You're going to be on one side of the fence or the other. And there is an eternity that will come your way. There's an eternity that's going to have happened. You could, this is one thing that I stuck in my head. You could believe whatever you want. If you want to believe a popsicle is God, then you could believe that. But it's not going to save you. And it's not going to save your eternal soul. Because we all have one. And that's again why the world has taken man with God and put him so far away over here that the majority of people, especially in this day and age, there's so many young people that don't know God, that don't know Jesus, that don't know the Holy Spirit. They know what the world has taught them because, you know, mom and dad has propped up that kid in front of the TV ever since they were born. The TV itself was a great tool, and there was great ideas, just like everything that has technology has came our way, has started out with a great purpose, but it's always used by the enemy. And if us as believers and as Christians, we know the airwaves, that's the devil's domain. That's Satan's domain. That's the enemy's domain. And he will use that tool in every means or manner to influence you. Again, distractions. There are other reasons that slowly turned me away from football, baseball, NASCAR. I was a big NASCAR fan. It's a distraction, and it keeps you away. And another thing that it's really tore me down inside me is that how come they can't have those sports on Saturday? What's the big deal about Saturday? Why do they have to be on Sunday?
Come on.
Think about it. Again, all these areas of deception, all these areas of distraction are the enemy's means of keeping you away. And the further he can keep you away from gaining any wisdom knowledge, heavenly wisdom knowledge, he knows at the end of the game, he's finished. Because we could read the end of the Bible, Book of Revelations. It tells you who wins the game. It's just we're in that game. We're in that signs of the time. We're playing it out right now. And it's a decision you have to make. No one else can make it for you or bring you into that place. You have to decide. Because that's what I was trying to get to. It is an eternal thing. You're going to spend eternity with your Lord and Savior and the Creator that brought you into this world. Or you're going to be hanging out with a guy that also got kicked out of heaven because of his deception. And you'll be there with them too. There are many examples of what they call that. It's hell. I don't like using that, but it's what it is. And there's many descriptions of what hell can be. But it doesn't end. It's everlasting. There's no time frame for it to stop. It can't be like you go and take a hot shower and you can turn the cold water on afterwards. It's going to stay hot. And you have no means in control of it anymore because you made a choice. So I'm asking you, and it's a phrase I got from my pastor, and I love it, but I'm asking you to make a choice. Because many are called, but few are chosen. So you can choose to be chosen. And I'm asking you to really reflect on what I've said, because it's an eternal thing. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you to look at Matthew 24, 4 and 14. Read it for yourselves. Read what it says. Take what I've taught to you or I've brought to you and go look on it for yourself. There's many, in our world of technology, you can go and find anything and learn things that the world is not teaching you. As much as the enemy uses technology, God also uses that technology for you to also gain that wisdom and knowledge. You have to go and seek it. And hey, it's better to go and seek it being filled with the Holy Spirit, because he's going to guide you to the right places for the right knowledge of what you need. But the biggest example of getting anything is this guy right here, your Bible. And if you have the Holy Spirit, he's going to show you and he's going to teach you and he's going to guide you and he's going to direct you on what you need to learn and know. And guess what? Every day you get something new. It's like a gift. It's a gift that keeps on giving, man.
Come on.
You keep getting your head in this every day. Even if it's a verse a day, that's where you start at. Just go. Run with it. Your Holy Spirit inside you is going to start guiding you and directing you and teaching you and showing you. Then you'll know the difference between right and wrong. Not the worldly way of right and wrong. You'll know godly principles and understand where you stand. So choose to be chosen. Choose to follow Christ. I just know my example and people that are in my lives. People in my church, I've seen many hearts change. I've seen many hearts really take Jesus to their place. You know, my sister Monica over here, I've got to watch her in the short time that I've been with her. She's been with Christ for a lot longer than I have. But I see the passion and love that she has for him. And inspiring, but it's also, I can draw off of that. It's called the anointing. I could draw off of her anointing onto myself, and it helps me grow. It helps me to watch her growing. It helps my growth because we're all around each other and we're all watering each other. That's the great thing about being in a church, is because you're around fellow people that are all been broken in one form or another. And when people will say, like, oh, I'm not broken, I'm no, there's something inside you that's not ticking right. You're not a Swiss clock. You're not ticking right. You got, and when you get together with these folks and you start sharing your life with them and start having fellowship with them, it changes from just being these people to a family. Mm-hmm. And that's what where God and Jesus has been wanting us to be in the first place, as a unit, the whole world as a family.
Amen.
You know, believers. And when a family of believers come together, we have that commonality. And it becomes even more than that, because you start expanding on each other's lives and what they're doing and what's happening. And it just, you know, we call ourselves brothers and sisters in Christ, and it's truly, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. That Christ aspect is the key, the glue. That's what holds us all together. And we draw on each other and we help each other out. So I'm just trying to help you help yourself. Because it's not going to get prettier. It's going to get uglier. And if you're not seeing it now, there's going to come a time where you're going to start seeing it. And you're going to start seeing it around you. And the thing is these are the signs of the times that are happening right now and what Jesus had talked about. You want to be ready for it. You want to be in a position where you're watching and seeing these things coming. Because all we're doing right now is we're just waiting for that glorious day. Mm-hmm. We're doing what the Lord wants us to do right now, and we're following suit in that manner, loving Jesus, and that's who He's coming to grab. He's going to come and grab those people that have been devoted to Him, and have a love, because it's more than just a worship thing. It's a relationship that you develop through time with Him. Just if you had a boyfriend, that's the same thing. If you had a girlfriend, it's the same thing. If you got a wife or a husband, it's the same thing. You can't have a relationship and it last if you're not given and taken. He's given. And He's given mightily for you. It's the taking part that you need to do. And you need to really humble yourself and bring yourself to a level of where you can accept that. And I tell you, man, as soon as you get on that path, you're whatever's happening in your life, if there's any heartache you're having right now, I can guarantee it. Jesus will make it right. He'll bring what needs to have happen. But He needs you to come. He needs you to come. You know, it says in the Bible that He's out there knocking on the door. He's just knocking on the door, waiting for you, knocking on the door of your heart, waiting for you, you know. But the last thing I want to bring to you guys is this. It's an invitation and a warning. And it's from Revelation 22, 12, and 20. I did it all on my Bible app. Where did I say 12 and 20? 12. Nope, that's not right. Oh, Revelation 22. 22. All right.
12 and 20.
Revelation 22.
12 and
22. 12. There we go. He says, and this is Jesus, "Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, and murderers and idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehoods. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you the testimony for the church. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears says, come. Let the one who is thirsty, come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears these words of the prophecy of the scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to them, to that person, plagues described in the scrolls. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll and prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in the scrolls. We who testify to these things say, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. I'll leave that with you, and I pray that you would go and read it for yourself. Read it in different versions. I did it in NIV because NIV kind of has a different stance on it. I normally go to the Passion Translation on a lot of this stuff, but I wanted to keep it clean and keep it simple by the wording that I wanted to present to you of what I was saying. So I hope you walk away with this with some knowledge and understanding. And I hope you take heed to what I've said, not so much of what I said, but what Jesus said by the word and by the Holy Spirit. And I pray that he finds you and he keeps you and you fall in love with him the way I've fallen in love with him. And I thank you.
Amen. Good word, brother. Good word. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have been tuned into the Hour Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Miss Sue, and from my brother Ernie, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.